Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. You are welcome. And I know God is going to do wonders in your life today. You are welcome into this very special program. And this is High Voltage Prophetic and Deliverance Prayer Meeting. And I know that God is going to use this prayer meeting to bless your name and to bless your life in Jesus' name. Just lift up your two hands as you sing this song unto the Lord. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. There's somebody that is connected to us for the first time. You have been tormented by spirit husband, and you have been taken to several places to go and do spiritual bath, and it has not stopped. Hear me very well today. The yoke of that spirit husband is broken in your life, and today, by the authority that establish the heaven and the earth, I command the power of the spirit husband in your life to perish and never surface again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Yes, I am talking to a brother here. You have been trying everything possible to make sure you rise up, but the more you try, you see yourself going down. The rope that is pulling you down is cut off now, and you are moving to the next level in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody here, you are listening to me now. You did something some years ago, and you cover it up. And that thing you did, that you cover up now, every moment in your life, when you experience a defeat, that thing comes back to your heart. And you are always dejected. You don't even know what you can do. The Lord said, I should tell you that you should make a confession of that thing. And if you need help, you can private chat me so that I pray with you, so that the guilt of that thing can be off your neck and you can move freely. And because if you continue like this and you die in that condition, it will lead you to hell. So the Bible says, though hand join hands together, sinner will not go unpunished. You know, you can still remember that thing you did so wicked. I don't want to say it on this platform right now, but as I'm talking, the Lord said you will know yourself. So you knew what you did that at that time. So wicked indeed. But you know, it may be a time that you have never known the Lord, but at this moment now, it is haunting after you like a ghost. You just need to, you know, share it out and then know what to do. If you don't know what to do, just private chat me so I can tell you what to do. And right from that moment, you are free from such. I pray the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Now, we have been praying a prayer to regain our original pattern. Since we have established through the lecture we have some days ago that the original pattern of our lives, if it has been altered, it will make life very, very hard. It will make things very difficult, and it will always make somebody to move backward. And that is why when you have the following dreams, it's showing that that pattern that you brought from heaven has been dispatterned. That pattern that you brought from heaven has been altered one way or the other. That pattern that God gave to you from heaven has been affected negatively. So when you are having these 12 dreams, and I'm going to mention them now, you must take note and you must really fight hard, you know, because it's showing you that the original pattern of your life has been affected. And that is why you are having this dream. Number one, when you notice that you find yourself in dream that you are tied down and you try to get out of the place, you can't get out. That pattern has been affected. Two, when you see yourself in the dream that your hair has been shaved, they've shaved your hair, that shows that the original pattern has been affected. Number three, when you see yourself constantly in your dream that you are always naked or half naked and barefooted. It shows that your original pattern has been affected. Number four, when you see yourself wearing rag, it shows that your original pattern has been affected. Number five, when you see yourself in the dustbin, you see yourself picking something from the dustbin and it's becoming regular. It shows that your original pattern has been affected. When you see yourself eating in the mix of some strange personality, you are just finding yourself eating in their midst, like if they are commanding you to eat the food. It shows that your original pattern has been affected. When you find yourself swimming in the water, it shows that the original pattern has been affected. When you find yourself constantly seeing yourself back in the primary school, or constantly seeing yourself in a particular location, and it has repeated twice or thrice, you know, it shows that in that location, something has affected your original pattern in that location. When you notice that you are having constant sex in a dream, it shows that your original pattern has been affected. When you notice that you find yourself constantly in the cage, somebody just caged you and removed the padlock, it shows that the original pattern has been affected. You need to pray aggressively. You need to pray with all strength in you. You need to pray with all force in you. You need to pray with power. You need to pray with force. You need to pray with aggression. You need to pray with every strength you can gather so that you can recover this particular pattern of your life. If you find yourself that your head is not showing in the dream, you are seeing the remaining part, you are not seeing your head, it shows that you have been this pattern. Something has affected your destiny. Something has affected your glory. And you must pray. Something has affected the destiny. Something is covering you up. You need to pray very well. When you see yourself constantly in the dream that you are entering into a cobwebs over your head and hand, and so it shows that the original has been affected and something is really going on in that place. You need to pray aggressively and pray yourself out of that very particular bondage so that the Lord God can fight for you. The Lord God can deliver you from that bondage you find yourself. These are dreams that you must really take note of. These are dreams that you must really make sure you pray aggressively against. If you find yourself that you are always, you know, being seated at a particular local shrine, it shows that something has affected you there. You need to pray very aggressively. And as you pray, the Lord will see you through. When you are seeing yourself in the dark, every time in the dark, there's no light, you try to find your way out, it shows that you have been this pattern. If you find yourself in a big house, and the big house, you find a way to get out of the big house, you couldn't get a way out, it shows that the original life has been affected, and you need to pray yourself into recovery of everything that has been stolen. So if this has been occurring in your dream, you need to pray. You need to aggressively pray and get that original back. That is why we are going to launch into this prayer. I want you to get ready right now as you pray this prayer. Say, every evil done to my original destiny, be corrected by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil done to my original destiny, be corrected, 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 be corrected. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, any strange animal that has been programmed into my body to alter my original pattern, get out in the name of Jesus. Any strange animal that has been programmed into my body to alter my original pattern, get out in the name of Jesus. Any strange animal that has been programmed into my body to alter my original pattern, get out, get out. In Jesus' name we pray. Now say this one. Say, strangers of darkness living inside of me, depart in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living inside of me, depart in the name of Jesus. Strangers of darkness living inside of me, depart, 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 depart. In Jesus' name we pray. Another dream that you must take note. When you see yourself, you are like twins in a dream. You are seeing yourself back in another place in the dream. You are seeing yourself like twins. You are seeing two people. And you look at yourself. Something is operating instead of you in the dream. Then you have to really note. It means that something has affected you. Original pattern of your destiny has been taken and stolen. You have to recover it back. You are going to pray aggressively. Makusha papurakusa deka. You try to cross a road. You try to cross a place. There's a particular strong man that said, you cannot cross here. It's so that something has affected you. You are going to pray this prayer. Say, every strong man in my foundation, assigned to alter my original destiny. In the name of Jesus, every strong man in my foundation, assigned to alter my original destiny. There, in the name of Jesus, every strong man in my foundation, assigned to alter my original destiny. There, in Jesus' name, pray. Say, evil strangers in any department of my life, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil strangers in any department of my life, come out by fire. In the name of Jesus, evil strangers in any department of my life, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Evil strangers in any department of my life, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Evil strangers in any department of my life, come out, come out, come out, come out by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yes, that's wonderful. Say, I release myself from every evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I release myself from every evil pattern in the name of Jesus. I release myself of every evil pattern in Jesus' name we pray. Say, wickedness in my foundation, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, wickedness in my foundation, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold, lose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil covenant that has disordered my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil covenant that has disordered my life, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil covenant that has altered my original pattern, break. In the name of Jesus, every evil pattern, covenant that has altered my original pattern, break. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every curse that has altered my original pattern, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse that has altered my original pattern, break. In the name of Jesus, every curse that has altered my original pattern, break. In Jesus' name, say, witchcraft manipulation working against my destiny, lose your hold. In the name of Jesus, witchcraft manipulation working against my destiny, lose your hold, 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 lose your hold. In Jesus' name we pray. Altars in my village controlling my original destiny, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, altars in my village controlling my original destiny, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, altars in my village controlling my original destiny, catch fire. In the name of Jesus, altars in my village controlling my original destiny, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now bring out a bottle of oil if you have one. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. I speak into that oil that the power of God will be released into the oil and the water. The anointing of the Lord shall be released into the oil and that water. Yes, the power in the blood of Jesus shall go into the oil and the water. They shall become an instrument of fire, instrument to pull down the stronghold of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, you are going to really take one, take the oil and anoint your head. Listen to this prayer. Say, every legal ground of the wicked in my life, lose your power. Every evil ground of the wicked in my life, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power. Every evil ground, legal ground of the wicked in my life, lose your power, lose your power. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest. Say, every legal ground of infirmity in my life, lose your power. In the name of Jesus, every legal ground of infirmity in my life, lose your power, lose your power. Every evil legal ground of infirmity in my life, lose your power. In Jesus' name, pray. Still touch your chest. Say, pursuing bondage in my life, break. In the name of Jesus, pursuing bondage in my life, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Now, take your hand back to your head. you now shout your name, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Fulfill your original pattern in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Fulfill your original pattern. Fulfill your original pattern. Fulfill your original pattern. In Jesus' name, say, Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Get out from witchcraft bondage in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Get out of witchcraft bondage. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out from witchcraft bondage. Emmanuel, hear the word of the Lord. Get out now. Get out in Jesus' name. Pray. Shout your name. Say, Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your father's house? Get out in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the captivity of your father's house? Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out in Jesus. They say, shout your name. Say, Emmanuel, what are you doing in the satanic prison? Get out in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, what are you doing in satanic prison? Get out, get out, get out in Jesus' name. Say, Emmanuel, what are you doing in the valley of life? Get out. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the valley of life? Jump out in the name of Jesus. Emmanuel, what are you doing in the valley of life? Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out in Jesus' name. I see somebody jumping out from the, look at it. Somebody is coming out from a pit. The enemy has kept you in a pit for many years. You are coming out, you are coming out. There is a tree in the village of somebody. Underneath that tree was your placenta buried many years ago. As you pray this prayer, that tree shall be pulled down. As you pray this next prayer now, say, evil tree in my village, controlling my original destiny, be uprooted by fire. That prayer that you have just prayed now, you will pray this prayer 30 minutes. This single prayer, 30 minutes for 7 days. Evil tree in my village. Evil tree in my village. Controlling my original destiny. Be uprooted by fire. Don't forget. Evil tree in my village. Controlling my original destiny. Be uprooted. 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 Evil tree in my village. Controlling my original destiny. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. Evil tree in my father's compound that is controlling my original destiny. Be uprooted by fire. Be uprooted. Be uprooted. We are put there. We are put there in Jesus' name. With 30 minutes like that for 7 days, you are going to see the effect of that prayer instantly. I pray that the anointing of the Lord shall come upon your life and not your stomach. Lord, I pray that every sickness hiding in that body shall disappear and this body shall be made whole. The power of God shall fall upon your life. You will never remain the same. You will move from strength to strength, from power to power. You will always see the glory of God covering your life. We shall celebrate with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I see somebody right now. Oh, something is happening to someone there. There is an image. A very old image coming out of your body. And the origin of your destiny now has been restored. That is beautiful. Yes, within the next 1 week, somebody here is going to meet a destiny partner. A destiny helper. And then that is it. Your story will change forever for good. God is going to give a contract to someone. You are going to receive a contract that will launch you to the next level. There is somebody here, someone has promised to help you, and it has been delayed. It's more than 8 months now. Now, within 1 week, that person is going to come, and you are going to be surprised on how he's going to help you. I see many, many people dancing and celebrating. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Somebody is here, you have been under the bondage of household wickedness. But I pray that all those who tie you down when you are 2 years old, all of them shall be technically disgraced within the next few days. La Prokosha Kadaba. That sister, you are being monitored by bird. Bird monitor you wherever you go. You see bird flying, monitoring you. There are also wickedness peeping into your destiny. I command their eyes to go blind, and I command all satanic bird to be roasted by fire. And I command you to be free from their captivity. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. All those looking for the fruit of the womb, the Lord shall bless you with twins. I said it yesterday. The Lord shall give you twins, a boy and a girl, and we're going to celebrate with you. I pray for those who have not married, and you have reached the age to get married. The Lord will settle you within 3 months in the name of Jesus Christ. All our men who are here, and you have been trying and struggling to get money, to do business, to do what you need to do, may the Lord open the windows of heaven and favor you. All those who have property to sell and you have not seen the buyer, I pray that buyers will come and it shall be a testimony. All those who are writing exams, you are going to pass excellently well. Those who are going for interview, you are going to pass excellently well. All those who are expecting their document of permanent residence, you are going to get it in the name of Jesus. Very, very soon, we are going to celebrate with you. I see a lot of people here receiving the touch of fire. There's somebody there with a cancer of the breast. Don't trouble yourself. The Lord has healed you already. Anoint the breast. I can see it ready. It's the left breast. Anoint it. And then just lay your hand on it and command the evil growth there to disappear. Say, evil growth in this breast, planted by witchcraft power, vanished by fire. Pray it like that on that breast for about 15 minutes. And do it like that for a couple of days. You go back for the test, you find out that you have been made whole. The Lord has perfectly worked upon people here this morning, and it's going to be a full testimony in your life in Jesus' name. I want you to always go stronger in the Lord and make sure that you are always reading Psalm 91 in the morning and in the night. May the Lord keep every one of us. May the Lord protect us in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you have testimony or you have a particular revelation, you can send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. High Fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, Fextac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. Akiola, God bless you.